Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host of this exciting weekly talk radio program where I get to interview the best and brightest and most creative people in the world, mainly about some of the turning points in their lives and what brought them to their success. See, I was a chiropractor for many years and discovered that most people in itself have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Now, quite by accident, many years ago, most of you heard me talk about this, I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow results to happen in my own and other people's lives, and you can get more information on this at www.logicalsoul.com. Now, the guests on my show were selected not because they're familiar with my work. Some aren't. But it's because they've obviously made some strong decisions in their own lives that led them to their current life. And my goal in having them on this show is to probe a little bit and discover their pattern of life decisions. And this will allow you, as my listeners, to maybe pick up a few special nuggets that will add to your own motivation, give you some tips on how to succeed, and nourish your own seeds of success. And listen to the show with an open mind. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to call in with your comments and questions. Our number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. Now, my guest on the show tonight is from Australia, and I believe it's about 9 o'clock in the morning over there, and I'm going to put him on the air in just a minute here. David Cummings is an Australian entrepreneur who says he believes in self-awareness and has an internal drive to generate success in his life. He's a formal civil engineer, according to what I understand. David now promotes natural living and wealth programs through internet marketing and teaches people how to have a healthier lifestyle with natural foods and products to create more financial success in his life and their lives. Now, he grew up in a large family, according to what he wrote me, and now lives with his wife and two kids at the Gold Coast in Australia and enjoys the sun, surf, and outdoor lifestyle. Now, I met David several months ago through a small online group meetup, and he impressed me as someone who really knows how to follow through with ideas, put them into action, and teach others to do the same. And I've experienced him as a friend. Whoever he decides to get involved with, you can learn more about David's programs through his website at www.myhealthandliving.com and www.wealthychange.com. Did I say that right, David?
Yes, hello. Yes, you did.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine, actually.
Okay, excellent. I had to turn my speaker up here a little bit. I was mentioning to online here that I was really impressed by your ability to follow through, and you said that part of what you do is showing others real health principles that were once practiced by our ancestors before the onslaught of modern medicine, and you also said that there's a lot of hype and hysteria out there. As a chiropractor, I know what you're talking about, and that the natural healing and self-help can come about simply and easily through good food and natural remedies. And I mentioned I was a chiropractor, and I've been basically doing that for over 30 years, and I must say that you're right on in your assessment. And I'd like to hear more about your programs on how to live a healthier lifestyle, and I'm sure we'll get into that a little more in depth a little later on. First, however, I'd really like to find out a bit more about you. I know a little bit about you, but I'd like to find out how you first came to practice natural healing, and when you remember, for example, as a child or can't talk today for some reason, I'm like stuttering all over my words. When do you remember as a child or an adult first deciding that natural healing is the way to go? Was there a turning point or some incident or something that happened that you said, you know, this natural healing stuff is the way I want to do things? What happened?
Well, I grew up in a large family, as you mentioned before, and it was apparent that my mother tried the best she could. There were 7 kids, and we lived on a big property, so we had obviously a large family, but lots of animals around as well, and we were pretty close to nature. We had obviously lots of animals to to interact with, and that was like a horse, a goat, a sheep, a cow, and lots of birds and a few dogs and cats as well. So we're obviously outside a lot of the time, and I was really, I suppose, close to nature. I loved being outside and loved being in the sunshine as well. So back then, Mum used to cook the big meals and throw on some sausages and mashed potato and all those types of big meal things like spaghetti and all those to try and feed the big family. And as she went through, she did the best she could or believed, I suppose, in feeding us healthy. And that was, we always had fresh fruit and vegetables around, or lots of nuts and natural seeds to munch on through the day. And it wasn't unusual for us just to go to the fridge and grab a carrot or a stick of celery and just chew on that for an afternoon tea snack. Or to go and grab a few pieces of fruit rather than just loading ourselves up with potato chips or lollies or candy or whatever. It was the normal for us to go to the cupboard and grab healthy food. And I say healthy food, well, that's really all I knew. And as we're going through...
I'm sorry, you grew up in a rural area, or was this near a big city, or where? You said you had a lot of land, but I know in Australia a lot of people have a lot of land because there's a lot of land around, but basically your neighbors were not too close, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. You had to spend a good 15 minutes walk up the hill or down the hill to get to their place. So it was a pretty big property, and I really enjoyed the outdoors. So yes, it was a rural area, but not too far from the city, that, you know, a good 15, 20-minute drive, and we're in close to suburbia somewhere.
Okay, good. Okay, so sort of like the suburbs, in essence.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a rural environment I grew up in, and I really, really enjoyed that. And it did a lot for my eyes to be opened, I suppose, to see that God made creation so we can actually go out and enjoy it. And He made great food, so we can enjoy that as well. And I mentioned that we went through and the snacks I had was often, you know, fruit or vegetables out of the fridge, and that was the normal for us.
Right.
But it wasn't until later on in life when I got out and into the workforce and studied to become a civil engineer and went through, and I was still living at home at the time, and Mum kept making the same meals that she was always making, but I suppose my eyes were opened a little bit to the amount of salt she added, or the amount of preservatives in foods, and the amount of oil she used to cook in. And I didn't see that before. And it really started to make me think, well, I don't particularly like loading my body up just for the sake of it of wrong foods. And I'm not to say my mother did that in a bad way. She fed us really well. But realizing what was actually there and what she was cooking with and making sandwiches with loads of margarine or preservative butter, etc., it sort of made me think, well, what am I actually putting into my body, and what do I want to do in the future? So as I went through, I grew up, got married, and we moved out and moved into the suburbs, which was a big shock for me. It was one of those things where you grow up on acreage, a lot of land, and you could literally stand at the back door on the veranda and shout out at the top of your voice, and no one hears you except for maybe your siblings or your parents on your own property. And when we first got married and moved into suburbia, I got up and down probably 4, 5, 6 times a night because I heard footsteps in the house. But it wasn't in my house, it was actually in that next door's house. That's how close they were. So it was a bit of a shock to move into suburbia.
Right. That's amazing. So your mother did the best she could, obviously, and you became a civil engineer. What made you want to become a civil engineer? What did you study, and where did you go to, or did you work as a civil engineer?
Yeah, well it started out that I didn't know what I wanted to do when I left school. I looked at what I was good at. I was good at drawing, I was good at art, and I was good at mathematics. So I thought, well, I'm sick of all this stuff. I want to be going and getting into the business world. So I applied to get into business, but I also applied for a couple of civil engineering drafting jobs at the same time. And it turns out that I got the jobs in the civil drafting section before I got the application fulfilled in the business world. So I dropped all my business aspects and went straight into civil engineering in that respect. And then I studied part-time and worked for one of the councils, and I went to university at night time, and I did that for 4 years, and that was a big struggle to work and study at the same time. So if anyone out there does do that, I totally appreciate how hard it is. And 4 years later, I came out with a associate diploma, and I really enjoyed that. I thought, yeah, I've done well. But at the time, I got offered the an opportunity to go through and finish my engineering degree to become a full civil engineer. And I thought, no, I'll never want to become a civil engineer. Who would want to become one of them? It's too much work. So anyway, a couple of years went by after my studies, and I thought, you know, I could actually go back and do this. So I decided to saddle up for more study, and I studied for another 3 years doing a different degree that was a bridging degree. And then I had a couple of years break, and then I went back and did another 3 years and finished my engineering degree. So all in all, I did about 13 years of study, where if I had made the decision straight up to do it, I would have done it in about 4 years. So it took the long road around, but I got there.
So do you use your civil engineering degree at all these days, or is this just something that was in the background that basically was nice to do and
you felt smarter,
but you're not really using it?
Yeah, I'm still interested in civil engineering, and I still do project management and help out through consulting work. That's really exciting. And coupled with the other things I do, I don't think I'll ever stop becoming interested in civil engineering because it's part of who I am. I like to rip things apart and see how they work, or I get excited when I see roadworks on the side of the road and I have to understand what they're doing. And my wife sort of gets a bit sick of me talking to her about civil engineering stuff as we're driving along, because all of a sudden they're doing roadworks on the side or freeway upgrades, and I start explaining what they're doing, and she goes, "Oh, here we go again."
Like my wife, when I was doing real estate, we'd drive down into the country and see these old barns falling down, and I'd say, "Look, honey, another fixer-upper," and she just sort of, her eyelids would draw, not again. So I can understand what you're saying. Wives generally tend to put up with husbands' fanciful ideas.
Yeah, definitely.
And like. So being a civil engineer, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that they're blessed with our enthusiasm to explain and talk about things we're excited about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So how did you get from civil engineer? I'm sorry, how did you get from civil engineer to internet marketing now? I know that you're doing that, and you've got several programs with the health information and also the wealth field as well. So how did you make the civil engineer to doing the other stuff that you're doing today?
Well, I'll tell you the short version. Hopefully I'll tell you the short version. It's back in about 1997, I was interested in houses similar to yourself, where I used to look at old rundown houses or renovators and get into renovating houses. That was really my passion at the time because I didn't want to sit behind a desk as a civil engineer for the rest of my life. I thought there's got to be more to it than sitting behind a desk. And I'm sort of one of these people who can't really sit still for too long. I do like to dabble in this and that. And back in about 97, we were renovating a house, and I did quite a good job, I thought, and we ended up making a fair bit of money out of it on selling it, and I got a bit of a taste for doing these things with my hands and exploring different avenues of making money. So back then I renovated a couple more houses, and then in about 2005 I got onto an advertisement in a paper about how to make money using the internet, but not as internet marketing, it was more online using options and stock trading. So I went down that avenue for a little while, and once again got really excited about the prospects that you could actually do to make money using your internet connection and sitting at home and trading stocks and shares and options, and it was quite exciting. And that was going pretty well, and I then heard of someone else by the name of Brett McFall, and he was doing an internet seminar in Brisbane, which is probably about an hour or so up the road from us. And I went along to that seminar and got blown away by what could happen if you put your mind to it, and a little bit of know-how of a proven technique here or there, how you can make some money using your internet connection and market different things. And that was my first introduction to internet marketing back about a year or so ago, about a year and a half ago. And that was really, really exciting. And that's basically
so
how I got introduced.
You've essentially, I've sort of been keeping up with you a little bit. I mean, I know you've been setting up some sites and you've been really quite passionate. I mean, you followed up on a lot of things that you said you were going to do, and I've been real impressed. I mean, you sort of keep in touch with me. I just we were part of a group, and the group just sort of fell apart, but you just kept calling everybody, and I was kind of impressed.
Yeah.
Well, this guy's really serious about what he does. Have you found that your engineering degree has sort of helped you set up your systems, internet systems, and do things like that? Is it it's sort of like a logical thinking type and systems type approach to business?
It is. It is, definitely. With project management or civil engineering, you can't get to the end of your road unless you put steps 1, 2, 3, 4 in place first. And the same thing applies right to your life, including internet marketing. If you want to get to set up a website or set up someone else's, like, affiliate marketing, although it's very simple, you still have to have systems in place or steps 1, 2, 3, 4 to get there. And I found that if you implement these steps, not just in your mind, but basically write them down to say that step one, I need to find a good product. Step two, I need to get to this point. Step three, I need to implement that. And then right at the end, step 5 or 6, then you can actually do your final steps to marketing it. So definitely my civil engineering degree and project management have helped that right out.
That's good to know. I may call on you. So I sort of love systems myself, but I don't have nearly the experience that you have on that. Now you said that you were doing nutritional work, and obviously you're real involved with that. When you were off at school, did you notice that you were eating less healthy, and maybe your energy went down, or what made you notice or find out that people just aren't as healthy as they could be? You sort of mentioned the medical intervention there, and the pharmaceutical, and the way foods are manufactured, that type of thing. What sort of clued you in to become passionate in that particular field?
Well, as I mentioned, my mother did the best she could in cooking and that sort of thing. And when I moved out of home, my wife had her cooking style as well. And obviously that took a while to adjust, et cetera, as any married couple gets together. But as I was going through, I realized that my energy level weren't as they were or should be. And I was looking at very closely at my diet. Now, I didn't eat a lot of junk food. I didn't eat a lot of potato chips or salty meals or preservative meals. I didn't like chocolate bars. I didn't particularly like going to the movies and stuffing my face full of ice creams and candy. It just wasn't me. But I still felt as if my energy levels were only about 80%. And because I'm a well-driven person, I like to achieve things. I wanted to find out what it was. And I wasn't about to slow down my lifestyle to just get energy levels back. I was getting enough sleep. So what I did is I started looking at the natural foods, like your deep green vegetables and your fruits and vegetables. And I started getting interested in what really was inside them and what they meant to your body. And speaking with a few naturopath friends and some other people in the natural health industry, it sort of became apparent, and it was like the scales fell off my eyes, that all foods were actually created for a specific purpose. And it's like a light switched on, I mentioned, that you look around and you go, wow, that makes so much sense. If I eat the right foods in the right combinations, then I can actually fulfill my energy levels far beyond what I had before. So it's not as if I didn't change my diet too much. All I really did is I changed the combination of foods, and I targeted certain aspects of my body at certain times of the day.
Right.
And that got me really interested in it. So I bought a few books and got interested in a guy by the name of Don Tolman, who is an American going on about natural healing and the benefits or the 7 principles of health. And that really opened my eyes. Just to show you that different foods really target different parts of your body, and I became really passionate about it. And that was only in the last couple of years that has happened. So I decided to use my internet marketing avenue and start looking at helping people open their eyes and show them what is in life and what is in foods, what's in our environment that can affect us.
Yeah, I know that mixing, for example, I know, mixing raw fruits and raw vegetables don't necessarily, they aren't really a good match. Heavy starches and proteins don't really mix, things like that. And also, you know, natural vitamins as opposed to synthetic, that type of thing. There's a lot out there that's just basic common sense that a lot of people just don't realize is true. And so giving them information certainly helps put them into a better place. Now, you have a website. It's called myhealthandliving.com. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit how they can go there, and what do you have to offer at that particular site, and how they can get there.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine is also into natural health and living as well, and we teamed together a little while ago and decided to put My Health and Living site together for that very reason, that we could actually show people that there is a better way and we don't have to rely on medicines. We could actually go into the natural health living way. And that is that even if you look around you and look at perspirants or antiperspirants and deodorants, some of them are doing you a great deal of harm without even realizing it. The amount of aluminium in that and the residuals that stay in your body and clog up your lymph glands and do you harm. So our site is all about a review, if I could say, of certain things we take for granted in life, like deodorants, like your toothpaste, like the way you eat, your sauces that you might put on your meats, or your ice creams, all those things. So our site basically gives away something for free, which is basically a book about healthy living and the benefits of vegetables and fruits and nuts and their power that they can do for your body. And then once we've got them on our system, we send them links and information, and it is all about how you can help your asthma, how you can help your eczema, how you can improve your body with this or that, by just opening your eyes and saying a few statements here and there. Or, for instance, did you know that you can improve your skin by rubbing a lemon on it and going into the sun every day? Those types of things. So little helpful tips that get everyone on the side of healthy living rather than thinking, I've got to go to the chemist or the pharmacist and get a cream for it, or I've got to go get a tablet because I've got heartburn or reflux or something like that.
Right.
So I hope that makes sense. I started helping people out.
Absolutely. What I've discovered, and this is basically the essence of chiropractic, is that the body heals itself, or that nature needs no help, it just needs no interference. And that's really, I found that to be true, is that there's a lot of times that we can balance things using certain substances or whatever, but really, by and large, I found that if I stop eating certain things that may or may not be good for me, I suddenly feel different or feel better or something. And so nature just needs no help, but it doesn't need it as well. And sometimes just cutting out certain things that we've been taking for granted as we think are healthy. For example, some people may grow up and think, well, I need to drink a lot of milk for protein and calcium. They don't realize that when they're drinking milk, they're actually leaching the body of calcium, and they're clogging up the intestines and the system, the lymphatics, and causing all sorts of problems. Of problems other than that. So, yeah, I mean, just simple things like knowing the right foods to eat and what to put in your body and what not to, huge information transformation that could go on. But we don't get that from the media, do we?
No, that's absolutely right. And the sad bit is that most of us are brought up with so many unknowing lies. And I say that in a nice way because our parents were told the same things. For instance, salt. Mm-hmm. I was always brought up told that salt hardens your arteries. Don't eat salt, it hardens your arteries. What I subsequently found out in a few years ago that salt is actually very good for you, provided you eat the right types of salt. Sea salt. You know, sodium chloride, it actually helps regenerate your body. It's just amazing to find out these little things that you didn't know, or you went down the wrong path to find out what the truth is.
Right.
Olive oil, for instance, is great for you as well. I was always told, stay away from oil. It's bad for you. It's just like, unbelievable. But now that we're on this path, I wanted to share this information.
Right. One of the biggest myths going on now is cholesterol. So we've got to get your cholesterol down. Got to get your cholesterol. And people don't realize that cholesterol is basically the matrix, the actual essence of what keeps our arteries and our veins patched up. Because what happens is our diets are so acidic these days that we get so acid, and eventually the walls of our arteries begin to wear down, and cholesterol is the patch, the matrix that the body used to patch up these holes that we get in our arteries. And so a lot of times they'll get clogged up simply because we're eating such acidic foods that we're basically drilling holes in our arteries and veins, and so the cholesterol goes crazy trying to patch it. And I learned that from Tony Robbins, by the way. That was a breakthrough for my understanding and realizing that this cholesterol myth is quite pervasive, and it's like every time you turn around, there's cholesterol this, cholesterol that, because it's something that you can sell. You can sell some drug to sort of bring down cholesterol.
It challenges what you think, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing what all the stuff that is put out there that's just not true. Anyway, we could probably go on and on all night about this kind of stuff, but let's go on. Where can people, so if they go to myhealthandliving.com, is there a place they can sign up or opt in or get that information, and you'll be in touch
with
them there? Okay.
Yes,
excellent.
If you go straight to myhealthandliving.com, and you'll actually be a sign up page there. You'll get a couple of free downloads, and you'll actually start getting some emails from us showing you the natural and health alternatives that will help your lifestyle, and that's very exciting.
Great. And you also have your contact information there, David, I imagine, if somebody wants to contact you for more information or to just to chat.
That's right. They could always send us an email at info@myhealthandliving.com.
Okay, great. Excellent. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up here? We've got about another minute or so.
Okay, just quickly. A lot of people think that natural health and living is such a big farce. They think that everyone is trying to get onto the healthy bandwagon, etc. But if they stop and think about 100 years ago, how many people had cancers? And it was probably 1 in 8,000. Now you look around and it's probably 1 in 3. And that's subsequent to our diet and our lifestyle today. So the things that you do today will affect your tomorrow. So if you want to end up on the path of cancer, or continue what you're doing and feeding your body and mind and soul with the things which will harm you. But there's little tweaks or little things you can do to improve those things, and it's the little things that count that will help you tomorrow. And that's what My Health and Living is all about.
Mm. Great. Well, keep up the good work, David, and we can use more messengers out there to get the word out, because this is a huge topic that people are just missing. I mean, well, they're not missing it. They're just hearing the voices that are basically selling the meats and the dairy and the this and the that and the processed foods and so forth. They just don't realize that there's basically business decisions about our health, and we need to separate the business from the idea of being healthy. And once we begin to see the difference, I think that we as a human race are going to evolve, sort of, or begin to process. But I appreciate what you're doing, and I wish you the best and best success, and I hope that you really make it happen. Because the more successful you are, the more people hear about it.
Yeah. If I can just say one more thing, that is that if you're looking at supplements and those sorts of things, look at the money behind it. Who is pushing these products? So if you want to look at healthy living, there should be no one pushing these products or no money behind it, because the natural products, there's no money in it. So that's where the real health and living comes from.
That's the bottom line, David. Listen, I appreciate you being on the show. If you want to hang out for a few minutes, there'll be some outtakes. We can talk after the music here. But our next week guest is supposed to be Debbie Unterman. Now, Debbie is an author of a book about the inner voices. Debbie's going through a lot of changes right now in the drama, so we might have a district guest. But anyway, this is Dr. Mike Smith. Thank you for joining. So, David, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Yeah, so thank you very much for joining me tonight. I thought it was a great show.
Yeah, actually, it flowed rather well.
So anything you want to add to that? Because we've still got – now, people can't hear this online because we're not live, but for those who download the program or listen to it offline, they're still able to hear our outtakes, what I call the outtake session here, which is the informal talk that we get to banter, you know, the informal banter after the show. So
yeah.
A lot of times really good information comes out during these particular sessions. So anything else you wanted to add that maybe you forgot to add earlier?
Yeah, and one thing in particular, and that is that if you look at the word healthy self, if you break that word down, it means heal thyself. It's amazing what our language does today. So if you want to be healthy, you can actually heal yourself through natural foods and natural living. And people seem to have the whole thing backwards nowadays, and that is that they go and say, my health is up to my practitioner or my healthcare professional, when that's the wrong thinking. And if you take your health into your own hands, then you will do a lot better because you know your body a lot better than anyone else. If you've got a headache, you know you've got a headache, not your doctor. You know how you haven't drunk much water that day, or you know you haven't had much salt intake that day, or you've been eating too many lollies or things that aren't good for you. So take care of your own health and living and stop relying heavily on your doctor. And I'm not a health professional. I'll admit that right up now here and there. But what I do take responsibility is for my own body, and sharing the good word that healthy living should start with yourself.
Right. I want to put a bit of a caveat on that also, that we're not recommending anybody not see their doctor if they have a condition or something that is urgent that they feel that they need help with, because obviously we're not dispensing a medical advice right here. We're not diagnosing anybody's. So
absolutely.
I just want to put that caveat out there because a lot of people might take certain things we say literally and go out there and, you know, say this is what they're supposed to do and actually suffer some consequences. We certainly don't want that to happen. For example, I noticed, and this is something I also learned from Tony and also had this experience myself, in that I stopped eating a lot of fruit. Now, I used to love fruit. I'd eat bananas, and occasionally I'll eat bananas and oranges here and there. But I noticed that when I eat a lot of fruit, I started feeling worse. And I'm finding out that a lot of times it's because there's the body, because it's been so degraded for so long. And I don't eat unhealthily, but I've noticed that there's certain tendencies, for example, in my body to develop yeast or systemic yeast problems, which can build up because it feeds on that carbohydrate. And so there's a lot of complications that go into natural foods and natural living that, you know, because we've been off balance for so long, sometimes it takes a little more to sort of correct the situation. Like I take, for example, testosterone and thyroid supplements just to sort of get me to the point where I'm a little more balanced than I used to be. But by and large, you know, if you're feeling rather balanced, natural foods will certainly make a difference in your energy level, I've noticed. And you know, it could certainly, but if you have problems that persist in spite of a diet, then definitely you need to see some, preferably a natural practitioner, somebody who understands these things and can recommend certain procedures that you can get that will help you out. And even medical doctors. There are a few medical doctors I go see that are very informed on these types of things.
That's right. There's so many
they can do the endocrine stuff.
There's so many chemical reactions that happen in our body that it is very difficult for us to understand what here and there is. But if you look at certain foods, there is signature foods which look like certain elements of your body as well. You mentioned thyroid problems before, thyroxine and that sort of thing does leave residues. If you can look at things like mushrooms and that, which actually look like your thyroid as well, they are signature foods. And by all means, see a natural practitioner who understands these things a lot better than you or me, because there's so many chemical reactions going on in our body that it's just too hard to keep up with sometimes.
But right. I just found that by bumping the thyroid up a little bit, I also noticed I'm doing some other things. I don't have time to go into all that, but there's some other things that I've reduced the intake of thyroid over time. So But sometimes it just needs adjusting, and one of those things where I feel a lot better, a whole lot better when I take certain supplements like that. And there are, and they're based on natural or organic substances like Armour Thyroid is organic instead of Synthroid. It's not a synthetic.
Yeah. So you've taken charge, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You
basically, I know what I need, but you know, I let a doctor sort of, you know, prescribe it because it does take a prescription under certain cases. So, but that made a big difference for me. So, but at any rate, it was a good show. Good show, David. Good work.
Yeah, I really appreciate you talking. It's good.
Good. Well, let's talk again sometime soon.
We will.
I've got you on Skype, and you can email anytime, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah, thanks very much. And I'll have to get you in line for our show coming up again, which is good. Still doing a few tweaks here and there.
I'd love to. And I want to send you a copy of my book. I guess I'm going to have to mail it to Australia, so it'll take a while, but it'll get there. Do I have your address? Let me make sure I have your address. Well, give it to me. Just send me an email with the address. I don't want to give it on the air. So send me that, and I will mail you a copy of the book and make sure you get that. So, listen, thanks, man. I appreciate you coming on, and I wish you the best of luck.
I really appreciate it.
It's now Wednesday morning there.
Yes, it is, and it's bright and sunny. It's a bit windy, but it's perfect. I went for a swim yesterday afternoon at 6 o'clock because it was a perfect temperature. 6 o'clock in the evening, I was swimming, so it was nice.
That's great. Well, enjoy your spring.
Yes,
we're
will.
Having a little bit of fall weather here, so.
Good talking to you.
You do too. Take care.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.